Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
KYW Original Podcasts.
Merrill Reese, we are getting closer to Eagles-Bengals Week 3, Lincoln Financial Field, both teams 0-2. Yesterday, the Eagles put out their first injury report of the week, and it wasn't good. What did you think of it?
Well, the injury report wasn't much. It just said that Jalen Reagor was among those who didn't practice. But then it was revealed later in the day that he had a serious thumb injury, one that was probably going to require surgery, and it would keep him out a month or longer. It's similar to the injury that the Saints quarterback Drew Brees suffered a year ago. I think that's I think that's a real setback, because he was one of the pluses. Looking at him perform over the first couple of weeks, and especially in camp before he injured his shoulder there, he is an exceptional talent, and he is somebody who I think could give this team a lift. So to lose him this early, to go along with the other players that they've lost, is a real setback.
So now that he's likely missing time, we don't know how much, but likely missing time, who fills in? Who takes his spot? Who replaces that speed that he provides?
Well, there are other players who have speed. I wouldn't be surprised to see them activate Quez Watkins, who was a draft choice. And then John Hightower has played a couple of plays. He also was part of this year's draft haul, and we'll see what happens. But they have to do something, and they have to do something very quickly. I mean, we worried about the offensive line from day one when Brandon Brooks went down before the entire camp even began. And now it's been one after the other. Last week they lost Siamalo, and that this past game, Siamalo, but we knew he was out. The interesting thing is Reagor finished the game last week, and he wasn't on anybody's mind in terms of injuries, and all of a sudden that pops up yesterday. It really hurts.
So in terms of the long ball, Merrill, they really didn't go to it against the Rams. And a lot of what I heard yesterday listening to the different Zoom conferences the Eagles had is that the Rams kind of took that aspect of their game away. So really they were trying to react to what the Rams are doing. Do the Eagles need to get the deep ball going? Do they need to try to go further down the field and less shorter plays?
Well, I think every offense has to show that that's something they can do. It's part of it. You've got to show a team that you can go deep, even if it's three times a game. I think that's something they have to show, yes. On the other hand, I think part of it last week is they were so focused on getting the ball out of Carson Wentz's hand and doing that with short drops that they didn't want to go to the long drops and risk the sacks. And that part of it worked, but there were other problems.
Carson didn't sound too shaken yesterday in his Zoom conference. What did you take away from what he had to say?
Well, Carson Wentz isn't going to show you any form of weakness. Carson Wentz is a very upbeat guy. I believe he's a leader on this football team. He's not somebody who's reluctant to point a finger at himself and say that I have to be better. So I'm not down on Carson Wentz. It's too early for that.
Another note from yesterday's injury report, Fletcher Cox with an abdomen. He didn't practice yesterday. How alarming is that?
Again, it's alarming if it's something that becomes long-term. At this point, it could just be a mild strain and something that he comes back from in a day or two. So until further notice, I'm not going to start worrying about the injury. Every week there are injuries. There are people on that first day who don't practice or who have limited practice. I don't overdo it until I know more.
Merrill, the Eagles only have 4 sacks on defense through 2 games, and we know that their defensive line's not getting enough push. We talked about that yesterday. And their turnover plus-minus is -5, which means they're turning the ball over a lot, but they're not generating enough turnovers on defense. What needs to happen more on Sunday? Do they need to get more sacks, or do they need to start creating turnovers?
I think both. I think they go hand-in-hand. They need more pressure on the quarterback. And pressure on the quarterback leads to turnovers. And sacks on a quarterback makes the quarterback jumpy, and he tends to force the ball. I think that all goes together. But you are absolutely right. They need to get to Joe Burrow. They need to force him into situations where he puts the ball up for grabs. And I think that Jim Schwartz needs to put in a defense that will fool the rookie, that will get him confused, be complex, as he has said in the past.
You know, and speaking of Joe Burrow, I watched his Zoom conference from yesterday, his video conference from yesterday, and he does not sound like a rookie. And I know you were speaking about Burrow's football talents yesterday, but if you could elaborate on that a little more, what do you think of the LSU product?
I think he's a very talented quarterback. I think there's a reason that he was the number one quarterback picked in the entire draft. He's got good arm strength. He's a very accurate passer. He's a very mature young athlete. I think he's the total package. Personally, the quarterback that I felt had the most talent in the entire draft was Justin Herbert, who has now been hoisted into a starter's role in that he came out of Oregon. He started last week in absence of Tyrod Taylor for the Los Angeles Chargers. But there's no doubt that Burrow is a very, very talented quarterback. Some of the others, we really haven't seen Tagovailoa yet. But and certainly we haven't seen Jalen Hurts in a quarterback role yet. But there were some talented quarterbacks that came out of this draft, and Burrow was the first one chosen.
Well, it should be an interesting matchup on Sunday, and tomorrow we will get your keys to that matchup. Merrill Reese, thank you for the time as always, and we will chat tomorrow morning.
Thank you, Dave.
Voice of the Eagles, Merrill Reese.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.